about. Hello, I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Product Approval Oversight Committee of Thursday, January 30th, 2020. I want to remind us about our teleconference participation process. Please be aware of background noise that is carried through the phone. Keep your phones on mute if you're not speaking. And commissioners, when you speak, please say your name. When you make motions and seconds, say your name as well. And please wait to be called on in turn so that we can keep an orderly process over the phone. All right, so the next order of business is to determine we have a quorum. I know Commissioner Stone will not be here, but I'll ask anyway. Commissioner Stone? Okay. Commissioner Compton?
Here.
Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Gilson?
Here.
Commissioner Humberger? Commissioner Swope? All right. Did a commissioner just join the call? All right, so I have Commissioner Compton, Dean, and Gilson. We need one more for a quorum. That would leave either Robert Humberger or Brian Swope. Does anyone, can anybody give them a call? Can somebody just join the call? Commissioner?
Westbaugh.
I'm looking for Robert Humberger or Brian Swope. All right, well, unfortunately, we're going to have to wait a minute. Staff's going to try to reach one of the two commissioners and see if we can get them on the phone. So we'll be back with you.
We're short.
How many?
We need one.
Long track aside.
It's fine, Brian. We're happy to have you. We now have a quorum, and that's what makes us happy. All right,
thanks. Sorry about that.
No problem. All right, so let's go ahead and proceed. Let's go ahead and identify. We do have a quorum. Let's identify those in the room in Tallahassee.
Jim Hammers.
Tom Campbell.
Zubay Debinigi.
Chris Howell.
Justin Vogel.
Mom and Donnie.
And I'm Jeff Blair. Welcome, everybody. So today's agenda is to approve the December 2nd, 2019 meeting minutes and facilitator summary report, to take up product approval program issues, entity statistic report, and update on conditional approvals, to review product approval and entity applications, and applications with comments, and then DBPR applications, and then take any general comment. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Compton, move to approve.
Gilson, second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Next, you received electronically both the December 2nd, 2019 meeting minutes and the facilitator summary report. Are there any revisions or corrections to those minutes and report? If not, is there a motion to accept the report as they were posted?
Compton, move to approve.
Gilson, second.
You have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, let's take up our product approval program issues, and let's go ahead and get an update on the product approval and entity statistics report. Zubaydi?
Okay. For 2017 Florida Building Code, we have 6,425 approved product applications, and the total is 7,213. For the products, we have 706 approved products, and the total is 30,015. And for the entities, we have 121 approved ones, and the total is 412. That concludes the statistics report. Thank you.
Thank you, Zubaydi. Any commissioners have any questions on the statistics report? All right, then let's take up the report on conditional approvals from the Commission's December 10th, 2019 meeting minutes.
Is it you? So all of them have met the requirement. Thank you.
Very good. Any comments from commissioners on the fact that all the conditionals were met from our December meeting? All right, then let's go ahead and proceed with our next phase, which is product and entity applications. There are eight entities on a consent agenda for approval. Does anybody from the public wish to comment on any of that? All right, then back to the commission. Does any commissioner wish to pull any off the consent agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda as posted?
Compton, move to approve.
Dilson, second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, for the product approvals recommended for approval on the consent agenda, there's 161 applications for approval to the 2017.
No, you're fine.
Thank you. Is there anybody from the public that needs to comment on any of those applications? All right. Does any commissioner need to pull off any for individual consideration? Very good. Is there a motion then to approve the consent agenda of the 161 applications as posted?
Compton, move to approve.
Olson, second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, I'll now review the five products that receive comments, and we'll go through those in turn. The first is 1591R10. The recommendation is for conditional approval to allow the applicant to change the manufacturer's quality assurance entity from UL to Intertech. Does anybody from the public wish to comment? Seeing not, coming back to the POC, is there a motion for conditional approval?
Compton, move conditional approval.
Dilson, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, 3905R9 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to change the manufacturer's quality assurance entity from UL to Intertech. Is there any comment from the public? All right, coming back to the POC, is there a motion for conditional approval?
Count the move, conditional approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Next is 12194R8. It's recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to correct the batten attachment as 12 inches on center for system number greater than 24:1 on the uploaded documents. Any public comment?
Patty, lane one.
All right, no public comment. Coming back to the POC, is there a motion for conditional approval?
Compton, move conditional approval.
Second, Dean.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Next is 12400R10, recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to change the manufacturer's quality assurance entity from UL to Intertech. Any public comment? Not hearing any. Back to the POC. Is there a motion for conditional approval?
Compton, move conditional approval.
Second, Dean.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. All right, our last one is 15216R6. It's conditionally recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to update their product name from SRS Top Shield to SRS Top Shield TS20. Any public comment? Seeing no public comment, is there a motion from our POC for conditional approval?
Compton, move conditional approval.
Second, Dean.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? No discussion. Then all in favor say aye.
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 All right. On the DVPR applications, I think there's 68, only one with comments, and I believe those are satisfactory. Correct, Mo?
Yes. No action needed. Thank you.
Very good. All right. So no action needed on DVPR. All are in process of approval or approved. And is there any general public comment? Is there any TAC member comment? Staff have any comments?
No, thank you.
Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Compton, move to adjourn.
Second, Dean.
Second, Dean. And before I call the vote, I want to take the second roll call. Commissioner Compton?
Here.
Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Gilson?
Here.
Commissioner Swope?
Here.
All right, so we still have the same four. Then all in favor of adjournment say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Thank you very much, folks.
Thank you,
appreciate
guys.
It.
Thank you.
All right.
10:13.
Go.